Here's the latest from ABC News. Some Daniela Bellotto. Raging flash floods kill a 60-year-old man in Oklahoma as he tried to save his daughter stranded in her car.
The victim had waded into the high water and was attempting to have his daughter wade through the waters toward him. She turned to retrieve an item from the car. When she turned back, he had been swept away by the moving water.
Flash flood warning then washes in more than 16 states. Many people have been forced onto the roof of their homes. Firefighters trying to corral a wildfire in Southern California that destroyed more than 2 dozen homes. We have another blaze to battle now.
There are two wildfires burning now. The big one we've been covering since Wednesday, burning near Palm Springs. 26 homes have been destroyed. And a new fire that popped up on Thursday, about an hour's drive away in a town called Whitewood. That one's been putting up a big plume of smoke in the air. About 75 people are evacuated on that fire.
Florida man shot and killed his wife and confessed on Facebook and posted a picture of his dead body. Wife's best friend cannot believe it.
One big person goes and writes inside his body and says that's something that may happen.
He claims his wife was accusing him and he wasn't going to take it anymore. Would you go to work? Powerball jackpot?
Ocean 16. 16 workers at the Ocean County Vehicle Maintenance Garage who collectively helped the cleaning and But they told us all to get fine. They won a share of $448 million. Aaron Kinderski, ABC News, New York.
To give Don Biden a chance to save this dog's life. Today is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach, groin area, face, elbows, ears, every organ was just riddled with teeth and sores. His skin was always yellow. It was so horrible. We had a bed for him, and they didn't respond at all. My suffering from Merkel's dynamite.
Thank you. Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. It is the end of the work week, and I know everybody's happy. We're going to be here talking to you about what's on our mind and about what's on your mind. There's a lot of things happening, and so we're just going to move along. I got my faithful sidekick, AJ.
How you doing today?
Say that again, sir.
How you doing today?
All right, now I got a good level on you.
All right.
Okay. And he's here to talk about what's on his mind.
Yep.
From a young man's point of view, he's a young old guy. Because I had similar views when I was your age. I was pretty much not very liberal.
Right.
Because my household wasn't liberal.
Right.
So I just don't understand that thought. I'm sorry. I'm lost when it comes to comes to that. That's not the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad. Now I get a little frustrated because I think that people in general are liberal.
Yeah.
That we know, especially in this area. Now, you're in a rural area. Are they liberal out that way?
Well, I live, yeah, like you said, more of a rural area, more of country area. And there are liberals out there. I mean, I wouldn't say that there's a lot of them, but they're out there, definitely. And, I mean, even the teachers at our school, I can tell just by the way they teach, by the way they talk, you can definitely tell, I mean, this is definitely a liberal teacher I'm dealing with.
Well, you're not allowed to be a teacher and be conservative.
I think that's a rule when it comes to being a teacher.
That's a rule. It's definitely, you know, you have to be a liberal and you have to be a very highbrow person, you know, even though you're not, you know, they have to be highbrow to be that. But it's funny because people look at everything that's happening. And they look at how liberalism has failed everywhere it's been.
Right.
You have Mr. Putin, the president of Russia.
Russia.
He's now talking about, no homosexual rights here. In fact, we're banning homosexuality and homosexual movements and clubs here.
Yeah.
Because for the furtherance of our race and our country, we need to have kids. Well, two of the same thing can't have kids together. So.
Right.
So that's going to be a thing we're thinking of. I don't understand it, like I said, but I feel for you that you're just going to go through school and then college.
Right.
You think about where you're going to go to college yet?
Yeah, I want to go to YSU.
That's right. You said that the other day.
Right. I want a major in communications and a minor in political science.
Okay. Very well. Poli sci is a good minor to have.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be out here tearing up the airwaves in a few years by yourself, see?
I sure hope so, yeah.
Well, you better let me come on once or twice, man.
Oh, you better believe it, I will.
Anyway, AJ is in the chair with me today, and he's doing his thing. And we want to ask you some questions, and we're going to have a guest here pretty soon, and we're going to talk a little bit about fracking.
Mm-hmm.
We seeing that the president and his staff and administration is doing everything they can to hold back the fracking and the drilling for oil in America. We're not doing the XL pipeline. He's pulled back off of wanting to do that. And he has to pull back off of that because one of his big benefactors owns the rail lines that are delivering oil now out of Canada. And Mr. Buffett, you know, not Jimmy Buffett, but Mr. Warren Buffett, okay, although I like Jimmy Buffett, you know, I don't like Warren Buffett. And that's because he bought into this my secretary pays more taxes than me mindset. Well, he's got more money, and he is fighting the government because he owes the government $1 billion. And he's fighting that. He doesn't want to pay those taxes. So how is it that his secretary, does his secretary owe the government $1 billion, too?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm asking a question because I don't think the secretary pays more. Maybe because he hasn't paid any.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why his secretary has paid more taxes than him. But anyway, he bought into that, and he created that whole ugly situation.
Right.
And so here it is. Here it is. We're talking about you know, redoing Mr. Buffett's life, and he doesn't want it done. So he's not going to pay his taxes. Number one, he's going to fight that as much as he can. And then he is not going to give up being the sole purporter of pipe of oil from out of Canada down to the Gulf Coast.
What I don't understand is that we have fracking going on in our area,
mm-hmm.
and it's when I first heard about fracking, because I'm slowly still learning about fracking, and it really does not sound like as bad as I've heard other people make it out to be. What is so wrong with trying to get natural resources that, you know, are from right here in America? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see the problem with fracking. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've heard the problems from it. I've heard little issues about it. But all in all, it's like, wow, we're actually going to get natural resources that are from right here.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to me. I want to know that.
Well, this is what the argument is. And I'll give you the real argument and the fake argument. Okay. The real argument is that gas and oil is going to be sold on the world market.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, we don't necessarily benefit from that oil that's going to come out of Canada and come out of the fracking here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't necessarily. Now, we can benefit from it because we have a source where we don't have to go too far to get that oil,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to have it shipped in. So the price on that oil should be a little bit lower than it would be if we were buying it from the Middle East or buying it from South America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so still, but here's the other thing. It does cause a glut in the world market. So therefore, they can't make any money off the oil that they're really drilling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So now they have all this ability to put oil on the market, but they can't just... How do you say? They can't just put it all out on the market. Why? Because it's going to glut the market,
mm-hmm.
and drop the price of oil, which is a good thing to me.
And me.
Because it costs a whole lot of money for me to operate my vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and do what I have to do, you know. And I wish the gas was down to $2 a gallon again. Okay,
I drive 40 minutes to get here. Mm-hmm. I know that I know the cost of gas. I mean, I just started driving. I got my license back in January.
Okay,
and I keep an eye on those gas prices, definitely. And I'm just like, you know what? I mean, I got a great car. I get 38 miles to the gallon.
Whoa! What kind of car is that?
I got a 1994 Honda Accord.
Okay,
6-shift.
That's good. Oh, yeah, you're automatic. I mean, not automatic.
Right.
That's good.
Right, and it's a great car.
Yeah, it is.
We got a great deal on it. And, I mean, I can definitely drive far without having to use a whole lot of gas. But still, when I'm starting to run low, I mean, that's when
you're
I start looking around. I'm like, wow, it's been a little while since I've filled up. Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to where, okay, let's say I fill up 2 weeks ago, all right, and gas is $3.44 when I fill up. 2 weeks later, that gas could be up to $3.64. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, I need to fill up again. Gas is, you know, high.
Right, right.
That's only the downfall.
That's the downfall. Well, that's hurting everybody's pocketbook and hurting everybody's ability to move around, to do business, to make money, to have money to spend. Because when you're spending all your money heating and cooling your house and driving around, it's not fun.
Right.
Because, you're trying to go back and forth to work, and then, here it is, your gas bill is super high, and you're saying, well, how much am I really making on this job, But, hopefully, you're not one of the underemployed here in America.
My dad told me when he graduated high school, I think this is what he told me. He says, the day I graduated high school, told me gas was either 89 cents a gallon or 99 cents a gallon.
Woo!
I don't even think that because of how high prices are for everything, I don't even think the people of this country could even fathom that anymore.
No.
Even adults, I don't even think, because they're so used to gas being so high.
We're used to it, and then doesn't look like it's going to drop any.
You don't want to.
Are you upset on this, man?
You do not want to get me started on that because I will go on a rant. If you want me to, I can because it'll just make me upset.
Listen. I told Tracy the other day, don't get your hopes up high when you go up to Cleveland. We're going to switch from gas to the sports for a minute.
Yeah. All right. So as
our pitching does not match Detroit.
I know.
Detroit is just a monster.
I went to the game Monday night. All right, folks, as you all know, Detroit and Cleveland were in a series, a four-game series. They were in Cleveland. I went to Monday night's game.
Yeah.
High hopes. I said, Cody Allen, he's a good pitcher. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, wow, he's going to do really good. He did. He did really good.
Yeah, he did.
And then Francona took him out at the top of the seventh because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to wear that kid's arm out.
Mm-hmm.
So he took him out. Well, now it's time for the cleanup pitchers to come in,
mm-hmm.
All right, and do their job. I think the top of the seventh, we had a new pitcher. I think it was, his name was Joe Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Three outs, you got him, bam, 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 he was done. All right, Francona brought in another guy. I don't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
He came in. He did his job. Top of the ninth inning, Francona brings in Chris Perez.
Mm-hmm.
As you all know, he was rehabilitated for a little while. But he's back and he's playing for Cleveland. I was on the edge of my seat thinking, oh man, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna pull it off, and that was my first mistake. My grandpa said, he goes, Aaron, as soon as you start trusting Chris Perez, he will let you down, and that's exactly what happened. If you were at the game or you watched the game, he got four runs at the top of the ninth inning. They did. He pitched four runs.
Right.
And I was sitting there, and we were down 4-2. And I was like, okay, it's not a big deal. We'll win Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Masterson. Nope. Not top
and
of the sixth inning.
They were ahead for a good while in that game, weren't they? Weren't they up 8-4 or something like that?
I think so. I didn't watch it. I listened to some of it.
Yeah, I heard some of it.
And I was like, Justin Masterson, yes, he's going up against Justin oh, crap, I can't remember his last name. He was the pitcher for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, well, these are two really good pitchers. This is going to be a really good game. Top of the sixth inning, Justin Masterson blew it. And I think they got like five runs. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, all right, don't worry about it. We'll win the next two, Wednesday night and Thursday night. Wednesday night, I don't remember how it happened. Oh, well, that's the game where we went 14 innings. And I was like, all right, wow, this is – and then we blew it and we lost 6-4.
I thought that was the game we were going to win.
Right, and then last night I went to the movies with a couple of my friends, and I turned on the Tribe game on my way home from the movies. I was like, all right, well, let's see how they're doing. It's the first thing I hear Tom Hamilton say, top of the sixth inning, 10-1 is our score, Tigers lead it. I'm like, wow. Are you kidding me right now?
The only reason why I didn't care is my Brownies did good last night.
Yeah, they won.
They looked good. They looked like they had some new things going for them. They looked like a professional team. So I was happy. I'd still like to see some little bigger guys on the offensive line, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. I was, but Tom Hamilton said it best. I was telling one of the guys out here, I said, Tom Hamilton said it best last night. He goes, I don't want Cleveland fans to lose hope for their Tribe. Because, he goes, think about what a great season the Tribe has had so far.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, think about how great they've done.
Yeah.
He goes, and we still have tons of games to go.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I do not want you guys out there to lose hope. And I'm like, Tom Hamilton, you're the man. He made perfect sense.
Well, here's the thing. But the one thing is, if you make the playoffs again, you know you're going to see Detroit again.
Yeah.
And
we still got to play Detroit two more times regular season.
And you better figure out what you're going to do with that, because Detroit is no joke.
Nope.
And they have pitching out the, you know, yin-yang here.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting, you know, real interesting to see what happens with the Tribe this year. But I'm hoping for the best.
Right.
I really am. I'm really hoping that we can pull it out and at least come in with an excellent showing, because we're doing better than they thought, you know, a lot better than they thought. So that's a good Jeff is doing sports now, Jay. We got one of our callers doesn't come in too often. Jay Early, he has his own show on Blog Talk Radio. And, yeah, man, this is all sports all time for a minute.
I said if I was to ever have a sports show, I'd want to call it Tribe Talk on the radio. I think that'd be a good Tribe Talk.
Howdy, howdy. Well, we
can
I'm so excited.
Talk some other things.
Charlie Sable Barbecue
right
Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Sable Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Sable Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and Friends here. The numbers are 330-781-9600. Or 1-347-945-5229 to get in to talk to us and let us know what you're talking about. But what we're going to talk about now, we're going to switch strings here because
years.
We were talking about energy when we first started and about how the United States government at this particular time is not willing to help support the effort for us to have domesticated energy, just our own energy. We have a lot of energy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They are anticipating that the United States could be probably one of the leading, if not number one, oil producers in the world.
Right.
And so fracking is in the news in our area because we have something called the Marcellus Shale. And we have a gentleman that has known about this, and he's going to talk to us about fracking because he set up a movie. We have Mr. McGrail here, Mark McGrail, with us today. Mark, so talk to us. Tell us about the movie.
What's up?
Well, wait a minute. That is not on. Is there a little? There we go.
How's that? A little bit better?
There you go.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
For quite some time now, I've written on a website by the name of GoMarcellusShale.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And very informative for anybody that wants to get information about the Marcellus and the Utica Shale.
Right.
And we, you know, in the course of that discussion, during that period of time, a film came out last year by the name of Gasland.
Right.
And it's an anti-shale development film. And pretty much it's a propaganda hit piece. Subsequent to that, some people, Phil and McAleer, Magdalena Segita, and Ann McElhaney, I believe her name is,
mm-hmm.
produced a film by the name of Frack Nation, which takes each one of the contentions made in Gasland and tears them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw the film. I thought this would be great, and one of the better ways to get it out is to have local showings. You know, and I contacted the producers and asked if we could have one.
Good idea, yeah.
So it's kind of come together pretty quick. It's taken me about 2 months to put together, and we will be screening the film in Poland on Saturday evening.
Very nice.
Now, local here, we're talking about in Poland, Ohio, here. And where is this going to be at, Mark?
There's a venue in Poland. It actually sits behind the Village Pantry. It's at 222 South Main Street. Many people may know that on Friday nights, Yellow Creek Theater, which is a free, program,
mm-hmm.
shows movies there. It's an outdoor venue. Mm-hmm. You know, people come there and it's kind of like the old days with the drive-in.
Right.
And a friend of mine and his wife, you know, own the property and they help this Yellow Creek Theater. And he suggested to me, he says, hey, if you need a venue, this would be a great place to come. And so that's where it will be. It's and if anybody knows where the Poland Library is, it's right next door.
Okay, so
very nice.
Now, this Frack Nation is going to tell us What are some of the things that they did in Gasland that Frack Nation deals with in their movie?
I think probably the most sensational thing that you see in that movie is, of course, and I think pretty much everybody's seen this, the water being lit on fire,
mm-hmm.
coming out of someone's faucet.
Right.
And, of course, the contention there is, and although the producer and director of that film, Mr. Fox, doesn't directly tell you that was caused by shale development and, you know, indirectly by hydraulic fracturing, the implication is that that's what occurred, when in fact that's absolutely false. And they go through this. That's one of the contentions that they deal with in Frack Nation.
How long have you been involved with this, with trying to get this movie and being into this?
Oil and gas is kind of a hobby in some ways. It's also been a source of income. I've worked in and outside of the industry for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. And then when the Utica Shale began to be developed here in Ohio, and I was really excited about what it could do, and, you know, based upon the projections, that as Jeff just pointed out, due to not just the Utica but the other shale formations in the United States, we could actually become the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world.
In the world.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then all of a sudden I see this anti-shale development movement start. So.
Yeah, that'd get me going too, definitely.
I've been blogging, I've been writing about it, speaking publicly, trying to debunk the hysteria created by these people, and that's kind of how I got started.
Well, Mark, it seems like early on you've elicited a response from somebody. 330-951, you are in the air.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I have a question. I do have a real quick question about this shale and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we had all those earthquakes for a while, and for the longest time in the world, we had people saying, you know, that has nothing to do with, you know, the shale and the fracking and all that other stuff. But
Correct.
Once they stopped
right.
all that, we didn't have any more earthquakes.
Well, what you're mixing up is not. It had nothing to do with fracking. What was causing the earthquake was the company that was getting rid of fracking wastewater, and they were doing what's called injection wells. In those injection wells, they go down well below the water table, and they deposit the waste. What was happening is they were lubricating a fault that they did not know was there, and it was causing the earthquakes by sheer putting water and wastewater and oil and things that were in that wastewater that caused those plates to shift. And as those plates shifted, that's what caused the earthquakes. They stopped the injection well, and that's what stopped the earthquakes, not the fracking, because they're still fracking. Fracking has been something that they've done for the past 60, 70 years. And so what is new now to us because it's coming into our area. And so, you know, environmentalists are just having a fit because they think it's not safe, and these big companies are just going to be unsafe. Nobody wants to be unsafe on purpose, not here, not with all the money it can cost you. And you see that the man that put the money, the water, the wastewater down the sewer, he's paying a heavy, heavy, heavy price for that right now.
You know, another point to make about that, the injection wells, is that the state of Ohio has now, when they issue a permit for these injection wells, they are no longer allowed to drill so deep that they would get into one of those faults. So the state's actually remedied that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is dealt with, but it didn't have to do with the fracking, and that was the misinformation that a lot of the local environmentalist, groups that want to stop this, for their own reasons. I mean, I can't blame them, because if they believe that this is, messing up the environment, then they, you know, they have to do what they do. But they right. have to do it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, 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 you're right. You know, I never got reassured what it was. So that's why I called in and I asked, because, you know, I mean, we got a guy here from, you know, that's talking about it. So, I mean, I, you know, you might as well ask why I have a chance.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, you know, one thing, I'm pretty much up on this, you know, as I worked in that industry for a short while. I'm very familiar with what's going on in it. I keep myself abreast. Why? Because it's important. And you asking the question is very, very important. But the thing is we can't go half-cocked, you know, like the some of the – not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about some of the other people that are just dead set against this practice. They'd rather not have the energy and have energy cost skyrocket than for us to harvest our own.
And what I want to say to you, definitely, is I can tell you you're very passionate about this. You know, as everyone has a passion, my passion is radio. I love radio, and I study it, and I come here every Friday, and I love being here. And, you know, when you're that passionate about something such as this, you know, someone like me, I'm all for it. I'm all for, you know, you doing what you're doing, getting this movie together, you know, talking in different, you know, public places, being here with us. It's something that I definitely like saying. And even someone who is anti-fracking, mm-hmm. someone who is that passionate about it, I can tell, hey, you know, if you're that passionate about it, keep going for it. But definitely you, I can tell you're very passionate about it. I can tell you know a lot about it. I don't know much about it, to be completely honest. But I read what I read and I hear what I hear. And that's why one thing I want to say is I'm glad you're here with us.
Well, I think that's important. You just said something that is very important, is that you don't know a lot about it.
Right.
And I think in general that's true of the public in general. And what the anti-shale development people prey on is that lack of knowledge, and they use it to instill fear in the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the boogeyman under the bed. You know,
right.
Unless you look under there and you take a look for yourself, you're always going to be afraid.
You're always going to wonder.
This is true. Did that answer your question, though, my friend?
Oh yeah, it sure did. I mean. And that now I'm having the same question you guys are having. I mean, why would people want, you know, to have all this energy be skyrocket when, I mean, we could get it in our own backyard for a cheaper price because it's done here?
Natural resources. Okay. That's what I love about it. It's natural. It's from here.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
it comes from our ground.
Well, that's what he's saying. Why? You mean why would they be against it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that he's trying to reassure the people and saying, you know, it's not a bad thing, and it could really help us. It could help our economy and all this other stuff because, I mean, look at it, for example, you know?
Well, you know, the caller brings up a great point. Why are they against this when it could actually help the country? And one of the problems that I do have with the anti, not all of the people, but some of them, is that they are in some ways dishonest. They don't tell you what their true agenda is.
Right.
And on the larger scale, nationally, they are anti-fossil fuel, oil and gas.
Sure.
And they would like to see more alternative energies, you know, wind, solar,
sure.
biofuels used. But with oil and natural gas being so inexpensive, it just pushes those alternatives out of the market. So if they can make oil and gas more expensive?
Yeah, they will. Let's go back to the Gulf when you had the place blow up in the Gulf, and we're going to have to go to break here in about a minute. But as soon as that rig went, we had no disaster like that for over 80, 90 years. Mm-hmm. The president shut down the Gulf, shut down all of the drilling, because it fit into his moniker. The president belongs to a group of people called the progressives.
Right.
The progressives want world dominance, and to do that, they have to dominate your life. Mm-hmm. Now, they from the top to the bottom of the progressives, they have an ideology that we need to control all of this stuff. So they want your energy to not be free market. They want it to be government controlled. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they control the cost of it then, That's why Al Gore is making all the money he's making overseas in carbon exchanges, and where they have to pay if they use so much carbon. Well, that's control. All that is taxation. Government making itself bigger, in whether it's our government or any other government in the world. They want control of how you run your life because they want control of you.
Exactly.
Now, we'll expound on that a little bit after we take a quick break, because we're going to pay some bills here and hear some news. But we invite you to call us here in WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff, AJ, and Mr. McRell here talking about fracking. We'll be back after we pay these bills, like I said, and some messages. Be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown's private prison, the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center, is hoping it can hold on to its contract with the Federal Bureau of Prisons and stay put. But there's some competition from a facility in Pennsylvania. The prison employs more than 440 Valley workers. The prison also generates more than $1.9 million in annual property taxes, and a lot of that money goes to Youngstown City Schools. The city of Youngstown is postponing plans to put up traffic cameras in school zones because of a possible change to state law. 2 months ago, the Ohio House approved legislation to ban the use of unmanned cameras to catch speeders except in school zones. The bill allows it only if a police officer is there. In Youngstown, a man sentenced for the shooting death of an 8-year-old boy last year wants to withdraw his guilty plea and go to trial. The judge who sentenced him to life in prison can't rule on the man's motion because the appeal is pending before a different court. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Law Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Here it is, everybody's favorite time of year, income tax time. Right now, Legacy Financial Strategies will do your income taxes for just $79. Here's David Gollner.
Legacy Financial Strategies offers complete income tax preparation for only $79 for ages 50 and over. We also review last 3 year tax returns, includes short and long form, schedules A, B, D, E, and free e-filing. We have every state tax form. Call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Linden Point. That's Harmony, Pennsylvania.
That number again is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Don't sweat this tax season. Let Legacy Financial Strategies do your taxes for just $79. Some restrictions apply.
This is News Talk 600.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we are talking to Mr. McGrail, and I do have another about fracking and about the dangers of or about the benefits thereof as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's you, Alex. You're in the air.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to make two quick comments. So I'm listening to you talking about fracking and why won't we do it and all this. And I have to tell you, I'm not really compelled to drill domestically. I'm just not. So the reason for it is that, well for one, it's just people are using it as a, you know, they're trying to say, well, we need to stimulate our economy. It would do us so much good, whatever. And that's really just a Band-Aid because our economy is fundamentally broken. And so by drilling, it's not really going to solve the problem. You know, it's like, If you have a big revenue stream like oil, it's going to have the same effect as if you give a lot of money to a person that has like a broke mentality or a ghetto mentality, similar to how you see these overnight celebrities or athletes that come from certain backgrounds. You give them a bunch of money, and the money doesn't solve their problems. Economy is just, it's just an intensifier or amplifier of existing problems. And so that's the only thing that's going to happen. If we start drilling domestically with the state of this government that does not respect civil liberties or our Constitution, the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to be seen as a means to tax even more, to grow the government even more, to expand and encroach on our lives even more. So, no. I am not really all that compelled to give that kind of stimulation to the current system like that until we actually fix the fundamental problems with this government, which is getting back to the Constitution and the ideals and principles of liberty.
Well, you're correct. In that, but as we look at the state of our economy and its brokenness, we see that since the beginning of this year, well, let's just take last month, 66% of the jobs that were created were part-time jobs.
Part-time jobs.
77% of the jobs created since the whole beginning of the year, part-time jobs. Why is that? Because we have an ideologue in the White House, and it's in power. And until that ideologue has to go the way and we don't get another one like him, then we're going to have a broken economy because socialism does not work anywhere. And it has never worked. And so, therefore, we're dealing with this thing, and I know you're right. Ron Paul was correct.
Can I comment just on what you just said right there, though?
Sure, sure.
This has nothing. The state of our economy has nothing to do with Obama. Now,
oh my God,
hear what I'm saying. He didn't anything. He didn't do anything to correct the problem. But it did. Well, let me take that back. He didn't create the problem. Let me put it that way.
No, but he exacerbated the problem.
Now he's a dismal failure because he has done nothing but, you know, toss kerosene on fire. I agree with you there. But
how about wet blanket? Wouldn't you say that, Alex?
Yeah.
Wet blanket on Hey, you just got them twigs to you know, you rub that stick together, and you got them twigs to just ignite a little bit. You got some embers, and he throws a wet blanket on there called health care and tax increase.
Well, regulation.
And stimulus. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, he's not operating much differently than the presidents before him. So I don't have any confidence that if we start drilling here, that anything's really going to change, because when it comes down to the things that really matter, that affect this country, when it comes to our civil liberties, the Constitution, our fiscal policy, Democrats and Republicans, they're on board with the same nonsense policies. They fight about all the stuff that doesn't matter to keep us distracted. But when it comes to drones, when it comes to exempting themselves from Obamacare, when it comes to we can be here for days talking about just all the corruption that Democrats and Republicans get on board with. But then they'll argue about all this stuff to keep us running in circles. So yeah, we can drill here, but it's not going to solve anything. It's just that I guarantee you, any government, executive government, whether it's Democrat or Republican, will see that as an opportunity to expand the government even further, and then we'll probably have cameras in our homes along with the drones flying over our houses.
You know, Alex makes a good point about the civil liberties and the way this administration is trampling our Constitution and our civil rights. One of the ways that this administration intends to increase taking away our civil rights is through the control of energy. Energy enters every portion of your life in many ways that you don't even realize. It's in our, of course, we heat our homes, we light our homes, we drive our vehicles, but it's in our food processing. The farmers use fertilizer, which comes from oil and natural gas. They fuel their vehicles with, oil and natural gas. Their products are transported with oil and natural gas. I mean, if the petrochemical industry, the basis is the natural gas liquids that we get out of the places like the Utica Shale. If this administration gets its way and strangles this development here in our country, they will control energy, and they will control every aspect of our lives all the way. So it's important, and I agree, Alex, that the drilling may not seem to be the major problem in our country today, but it's actually a very important aspect, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
One thing I want to ask you is, how does this fracking, how does this benefit, like you said about farmers, what are they getting out of the fracking? If you know what I mean, because my dad works for a pretty big crop farm out where we live, and they love it. They think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread that mm-hmm. they're fracking, and like this farm owns over 5,000 acres that where my dad works, and they think it's the greatest thing. And I just want to know. I'm not really sure. Like I said, I don't know a lot about this. So what is it? Why is it a huge benefit towards farmers?
Well, there's a couple aspects to that question. First of all, I mean, there's the superficial one. The one you see is when they sign the lease, they get, a 5,000-acre piece of land, whether they got $2,000 or $3,000 an acre. That's a couple million bucks right in their pocket.
Yeah.
Then there's the royalties that come after as the production, and that helps their income. And unless you work on a farm or you know people who farm, it's a tough business to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So that financial injection into their economy keeps them afloat. I mean, there was a guy I met one night, and he had just – and I was at an event, and they were passing out these bonus checks, the upfront bonus checks. He got over $600,000.
Wow. Woo. I just – And this farm, the farm that my dad works for, they're well deserved that they get this, that they get this lease, that they get this money, because this is a farm that's been family owned and operated since the 20s. And I can tell, I'm like, wow, they really deserve that, because it's this family that's owned this farm. They've been working hard their entire lives to build the farm that it is today, and it's wonderful. It's huge. I worked there last summer myself.
Well, this gentleman that got that check, you know, he came over to me and a couple of people I was standing with, and he literally had tears in his eyes. And, you know, he said to us, is this real? He's holding the check.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yeah, it is. And he says, my family has owned this farm since before the Civil War.
Yeah.
Wow.
We would be the first family in our history to have to sell the farm off. Now he's going to be able to keep that farm.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Mm. And they... they got the lease and everything like that. They have built two brand new buildings,
sure,
to store stuff. They're building a brand new office building with a conference room, mm-hmm, and a huge basement and a lunch room. My dad has worked there for probably 4 years. He always ate lunch in the scale room,
mm-hmm,
where it's a tiny little scale room where you eat lunch and their stuff was stored in there. And now that they got this lease, this is benefiting my dad. This is benefiting the other employees, the people that own the farm. It's a wonderful. I'm so happy for them that they were able to get this, this lease.
Well, if you talk to farmers too, over the last several years, fertilizer's been going up in price.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the base components, oil or natural gas, and that's because we've been importing it from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that we're going to have a plentiful, inexpensive supply here, it's going to be let those farmers, control their fertilizer costs, which in the end helps us as consumers because we all eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, see, that's why the impact of this, and you are correct, Alex, in your assumption of what government is going to do. But when we enrich these people that are being enriched now, these are the people that will rally to vote against what's in the White House now. And I don't care how much they want to make it a one cohesive move where they put Hillary Clinton in as the heir apparent. I don't think that we can not be funded. You see that the government was very successful at thwarting the people that wanted to organize against the president this last time. They used the IRS to do it, and that's whether he gave the direct order or not. They still did it, and somebody needs to go to jail for this. Okay, I don't know if nobody's going to go to jail for this.
No.
I can't say that they're not going
to
go.
You never really know when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, here, I don't know if nobody's never going to go to jail for this because, even though they've done a good job of smokescreening, but I'll tell you this. This is what you're pushing people to do here. And maybe they do want it. Maybe they want a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people that are not going to go but so far. And, I'd hate to see that happen in America. But we went through one. Now, the Constitution is worth defending because the Constitution has kept us free, has made us the strongest nation on earth in our belief in God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we're going to be interrupted here with the news in a second, but it's what is going to happen. You can't have what's going on now and not have some sort of revolt go on. Whether it happens at the ballot box or it happens on a battlefield inside the United States. I'd hate to see it happen, but believe you me, with the things that have been going on, it's going to be worth people taking this country back if they have to do it by force.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, I know That's real sober, but we'll talk about it on the other side of news. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. A small passenger plane has crashed into two homes in East Haven, Connecticut. One person was on the plane, and there were two people inside the house.
Two of the victims might have been young children. We are doing everything we possibly can for the mom.
That is a police official. The plane crashing just a little over an hour ago upon approach to New Haven Airport. Boeing is now being sued by three families with loved ones who were on board the Asiana Airlines flight that crashed at San Francisco International Airport.
The families claim the seat belts in economy class were inadequate, while first class passengers had both lap and shoulder belts. Like in a car, economy class passengers had only lap restraints. Attorney Frank Petrie argues that's not fair.
I have compromised safety because of the price of my ticket. I think in today's day and age, that's an outrage.
Asiana Airlines isn't the only carrier with different types of seat belts on board. Many U.S. airlines also have shoulder and lap belts in first class because of seat designs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Usher's ex-wife has been granted a new custody hearing today after one of the singer's sons nearly drowned. ABC Steve Olsen-Sami has more.
She's asking for some sort of change, including temporary emergency custody after the accident that nearly claimed the life of their 5-year-old son. She claims that Usher is away 85% of his parenting time, and that when he's gone, that he leaves the children in the custody of caretakers, and that there's no reason why those kids shouldn't stay with her here in town.
Usher was awarded primary custody of his two young sons last year. 16 co-workers doing their jobs today, one day after winning one-third of the Powerball jackpot. Some were hard hit by Sandy. We'll find out exactly who they are next week. And the Pacific Princess, a.k.a. the Love Boat, has sailed one last time to a Turkish scrapyard. This is ABC News.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What to do with leftover food? There's an app for that. Seriously.
It came from a simple idea. Why waste food?
We thought how cool of an idea it would be to broadcast that we had extra pizza for anyone who might want it.
Leftover Swap co-founder Dan Newman says users will be able to post photos of leftovers to donate or barter with strangers, and the possibilities are endless.
Extra tomatoes that a home gardener has, homemade food, a food from a restaurant, a canned food that you're just never going to use.
The app isn't available yet, but San Francisco health official Richard Lee is concerned.
If anyone wants to ingest food from a place they're not sure about, they're risking their health.
Newman says there's a federal law that protects people who donate food in good conscience. Todd Ent, ABC News.
Well, it may be the ultimate James Bond watch. The Hot Watch, which features patent-pending hands-on-top technology, boasts a minimized speakerphone that projects the sound of your call into a narrow cone, which then creates sound waves that bounce off your hand. So if you hold your hand up to your ear, you can hear the call. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Trying to sell local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
How long do you expect to work? A recent study by Northwestern Mutual found that 1 in 3 Americans expect to work into their 70s, and 1 in 10 will work past 80. Part of that may be by choice, but studies show strong evidence that retirement is being delayed out of necessity. Rebecca Barsh at Northwestern Mutual in Milwaukee, Wisconsin explains.
We found that over half of Americans say they are financially prepared to live just until age 75 based on their current situation and saving strategy. That number drops to 44% of those who say they're prepared to live to age 85, and only about one-third of Americans feel financially prepared to live to age 95.
That's a big contrast.
Bob, it's a powerful illustration of how far behind people are feeling about retirement, so it's critical to have a comprehensive plan in place to achieve long-term financial security. That means having your money last as long as you do.
For more information on your roadmap to retirement, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network. Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life. From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
We really need jobs. We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, and on WSOM 600 on iHeartRadio, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. So tune in, get in our chat room, call in 330-781-9600, or give us a call at 1-347-945-5229. I see several people sitting in the back there. I'm going to defer to you and say hit the one. I know Tracy just brings you guys up sometimes, but I'd rather you hit the one. And I see you sitting there, so if you hit the one, I know you want to talk.
Yep.
So Mark, now we got this movie. We're gonna see this movie. How long will it be at the movies here?
Well, this is just a one-time showing.
Yeah. Frack Nation.
And I don't know any place else that they're actually showing in theaters right now.
In the area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But certainly this is a buzz that's going about the Northeast anyway, real heavy.
Yep.
Nobody's paying attention to the Dakotas, you know.
Not right now.
No. Dakotas, fast food people are making that $12 an hour.
Yes,
that they want. To do because of this, and so I'm not understanding, you know, what people aren't seeing about this.
Well, they should go down to just to bring it back home. Go down to Carroll County,
yeah,
and talk to the restaurant owners, the hotel owners, and the small business owners down there.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to pay more per hour. They can't find people to work.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Because they have such an influx of people. You know, coming in to drill the wells and complete them. So those small businesses in the area have seen an increase in business, so they need more help. And they're not paying, you know, I get tired of hearing, well, those are just minimum wage jobs. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Not at all.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. South Carolina, you're in the air. Go next.
South Carolina.
Not yep. So blind, Mike.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, a lot. I'm just listening to the conversation. Yeah, I was listening to somebody up in the state of Vermont called me last night, said that they applied for a job washing dishes in a restaurant. This is Vermont, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rural area up in Vermont, not very economically prosperous, and the job starts at 10 or 12 bucks an hour just to wash dishes. So, you know, again, because they're having a hard time filling that position, so they have to pay more. It's the free market.
Mm-hmm. So what's bringing that happening up there to Vermont?
There are some other things. This is right up close to the Canadian border. And there are some things that are happening up there, and some big companies are moving in and everything else because there was a labor pool there, and there's some major development going on with the seasonal tourist areas around the ski lodges and stuff. And it's hard. The homeowners up there are telling me it's darn near impossible to get someone to come and even do work like repair your roof or something because everybody's working and everybody's busy.
Wow.
And that's because it's sort of like a vacation area. Because you know what you have a lot of loose money around right now, as a thing of people getting into maybe working part time and collecting their unemployment. You know, they're getting unemployment for where they used to work, and then they're going and doing jobs like roofing and all these other things, and they're making money.
Yeah, they're making some money. Well, you know, and in a good economy. When it's busy, like in some of these areas where they're doing the fracking and the oil exploration and stuff, a rising tide, it floats everybody's boat.
Sure it does.
As the economy gets stronger, everybody goes up and everybody benefits. I had friends of mine that in the early 70s, right after high school, went up to work on the Alaskan pipeline. And whereas a welder back home in those days might have made $8 or $10 an hour, a skilled welder, up there, they were making $30, $35, $40 an hour. But the
Absolutely.
Whole economy in Alaska went through the roof too, because like they told me, like one friend said, can you send me some new tires for my truck? Up here, up at that time, tires were like $125 a tire up there, because everybody had more money, you know? And a hamburger at a hamburger place was $5 back then. I'm talking 1972, 73, somewhere in
there. Yes, I remember.
Yeah. But everybody had it, and of course he came home with a heck of a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars that he managed to save in the two years he worked up there, and that's what started his business. That's what started his whole life. He went out there and worked in a situation like that. So any young folks listening to us here, you want to make your bones and get going here. Get out to one of these states that's booming, where unemployment is down to 2%, 3%, where they need hardworking people. Who are just willing to put in as many hours as you can and make a killing. Work 2, 3, 4 years and build yourself a nest egg, then come back home and then go buy your franchise or go back to college and pay for it with cash or whatever you're going to do.
That's good advice there, Mike. You know, AJ here.
AJ.
Definitely. How you doing, buddy?
Real good.
All right. That definitely makes sense, and I think that more kids that are around my age, as well as people that just graduated high school, I think that they need to do more than that. Don't just look for what's going on in your area. Look beyond that. Go to the stars. See what you can find out there. And definitely when you said about this area, if there's young listeners who are looking for jobs, hey, why not?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say I was counseling people in Detroit 3 years ago who were telling me they had lost their home. They had no job. They had no prospect of that job ever coming back because the place they worked for closed or moved. And they were running out on unemployment. And they asked me what they could do. And they were beset by creditors. And the state of Michigan has an 8-year statute of limitations on unsecured debt, so they can dog you for almost ever. Other states, some states only have a 2 or 3 year statute of limitations. And I said, move. They said, move? I can't leave. I've always lived here. I go, well, it's, you know, here's what the great part about America is. You're free. You can go anywhere and be broke. You don't have to stay there where it's broke and miserable on top of it. You can go to Texas and start over again. Go out to the Dakotas and start over again. You know?
Texas is having a resurgence of their oil industry down there as well. Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, and we have family here. When was the last time you saw anyone in your family? You know, six months before.
You know, and the other thing about the jobs is that I hear from the anti-shale people as well. Well, like I said earlier, it's only minimum wage jobs. First of all, it's false. And second of all, it's only blue-collar jobs. So if you're a college kid, you know, coming out of college, there's nothing here for you. That's also false. They need trained engineers in this business. They need trained IT people in this business. They need all sorts of white-collar type jobs. So as the companies grow, they're going to need more and more people. Two of the students that graduated from our high school this year I was glad to see they're going down to Marietta. They're going to become petroleum engineers.
All right.
So this is a development that will help the economy, the employment situation, all across the spectrum.
And it's interesting that, like, Mike, what you said, I love when you call, and I love hearing from you. And you brought up a good point. Just move. I mean, if you cannot find anything here, move. And I was, you know, I like I said, I drive 40 minutes to get here. And someday after I graduate college and after I'm, if I can't find any radio jobs around here, move. I've thought about down in Florida, down in Orlando, down in Miami, over in St. Louis even. I like it out there.
Anywhere
where you can find a job. If you're, and family, when you said about family, oh, I have family here. You could still, even if it's family that you're close to, email, FaceTime, Skype. We are in the 21st century, people. You can still stay in contact with that.
Or do like the immigrants did. You know, my great-grandfather came to this country in 1888, and all he had was a couple of bucks in his pocket and his suitcase with a few clothes in it and some books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he found a job, and little by little he earned enough money and said, come on and join me. Now, they came across an ocean not knowing anybody.
Sure. Right.
Somebody listening to us now who's got nothing going on, nothing happening where they live, creditors calling them all day, no prospects of getting work. You can't stay in the United States and go 800 miles away or 1,200 miles away and start your better situation, latch on to something and become the anchor for your family to join you down there and save your whole family. This is,
it's a,
you got to go.
It's a good point.
I'm sorry, AJ, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike, finish.
Well, it's just that if you're thirsty, you got to go where the well is dug.
Right.
And you can't stand
it makes
there and keep demanding that a hole open up with water in it for you.
And it, I have my aunt, one of my aunts, my uncle is, he got honorably discharged from the military because he had diabetes. But he was able, and him and my aunt got married last July. I mean, it's been over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And before they got married, he had gotten a job down in Virginia, down in Fredericksburg.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he was able, I think, I don't know if I have this right, he was able to train Army recruiters down there.
Okay.
And people that were, you know, going into the Army or are currently in the Army. And when he was in the Army, he was specialized in defusing bombs.
Hmm.
And now he's training people down in Virginia. And I remember my aunt, Mary Catherine, she loved home. She loved being here. But she knew that, you know, his job was down there. And she was already she was also finding a job down there as well. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, no doubt. And it's hard for them to move. But they were able to, and now they're doing great. He has a great job down there. She does, and she stays in contact. She's coming home in about a week here from my other aunt's bridal shower. We miss her quite a bit, but I'm happy for her because she has a great opportunity down in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so happy for her. And if it was to be my own sister moving away because her job was somewhere great, I mean, I'm very close with all my siblings. I would be happy for them because they're able to find jobs. And it's the same thing with this.
Well, you know, one of the things that you're going to hear, though, we're all talking about jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the jobs haven't really hit the Youngstown area yet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few, you know,
yeah.
Like Valork's out there is a couple hundred, and then there's Exterran, there's a couple hundred there. But we're like we're ahead of the curve, the wave a little bit. It's coming. It will get here.
Yeah.
And so when you hear those anti-development people say, oh, those jobs are all pipe dream, it's going to get here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
They're putting a natural gas treatment station in not too far from here.
Down in Springfield Township.
Springfield Township.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 10 miles, 15 miles from us where we sit right now. They're expanding down at the mill to, you know, for more pipe because they're seeing more activity than they thought they were going to see. They already had put $12 billion into developing here. They're putting a couple more billion dollars in to make sure that they can be here for a while. They're not set up to close up overnight.
No.
So now, if our regulator or over regulator in chief, we can wait him out. I think that we'll do a lot better here. And it never ceases to amaze me how people can not have a pot or a window and fight to keep somebody from giving them a pot or a window right in front of their face.
That's the truth.
It never. It's just like a drowning man. You know, we're drowning. Here it is. God sends a huge discovery our way, where we discover that we have a lot more oil and gas in this area than we ever could conceive. They start to harvest it, and everybody's screaming. I saw people sign a petition to stop drilling within the city limits of Youngstown.
Yes.
Foolish.
Very.
Well, that's because some people politically make hay keeping things the way they are, and folks desperate. That money oil fields will bail out a whole bunch of folks, and it will turn this economy around almost overnight, and some people just can't stand that because it doesn't fit the model going on in their head where they're the savior of the minority, they're the savior of these demagogues, you know. And,
right,
and
it
flies in the face of what they're trying to accomplish, which is nothing for us. Keep us with marginal, subsistent living. A few months ago, I did a series. I didn't use Blog Talk Radio, Jeff. I just did conference calls. And I had thousands of people showing up on the conference call because we threw it open. Tell me what you got that's going on. And we had people speak up who their unemployment ran out after 2 years and some of the things they did to make money starting with nothing. And I mean, there's a guy down in Alabama. Now, Alabama fights its way to the bottom of the wealth of the 50 states. They're always either state number 3 or 4. They're in the bottom 4 along with South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There's a port in Mississippi. They're all fighting for the bottom. So this is not an affluent state. And he told me that for a handful of dollars that he borrowed from a friend, like $50 or $100, he started himself a little business, and he actually makes more money now per week, part-time, than he used to earn full-time at his job that he lost and his unemployment ran out because one day he just had to get into something.
Hold that thought, Mount Sublime. We'll be right back. We're going to pay some messages. Bye.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
It can begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Oh, man, Tracy's not here, but it's Jeff, AJ, and Mr. McGrail here today. And we're talking energy. We're talking the movement to stop fracking. We're talking about the movement to continue fracking. And we're wondering what in the world is wrong with some of these people who are trying to stop the development of fossil fuel. And I know that they believe in this thing of a global warming. And here it is, if you would really look, people, and I want you to call me. You think I'm wrong. You give me a call here at 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229, and I defy you to prove to me that we have man-made global warming because we're burning fossil fuel. Because I would submit this to you. If we're doing that, it was warmer in lots of days past than it is right now. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, oh, because of those storms. But listen, you have a thing called the sun. The sun has eruptions on it that are called sun flares.
Mm-hmm.
Sunspots, sun flares, whatever you want to call it, control our weather. They make us warmer when they're active, and we cool down when they're not so active. We're now starting a cycle where for the next 6 to 7 years, maybe 8, that it'll be a little warmer than it usually has been because sun flare activity is cyclical.
Jeff.
Yes.
Well, that's like our present. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch you there quick enough. Sorry. There's a delay.
It's all right. It's all
good. On the conference call. I'm sorry.
It's all good. But the one thing I want to say, when I was in seventh grade,
mm-hmm.
We watched this movie in our seventh grade science class.
Oh, I know.
Called The Inconvenient Truth by mm-hmm. Al Gore.
Al Gore, the seas will rise.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to. But he builds his house right there on the ocean. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyways. Jeff, you're crazy.
You know
it. Yeah, but and I was like, okay, what is this? I'm just a little seventh grader, not really sure what this is. So I'm watching this, and he's talking about, you know, how Americans, how horrible we are, you know, with how we treat this earth and how, you know, global warming. This was a very, very long movie.
That, boring.
Right, very boring as well. And I didn't really understand this, and I at the time the teacher I had, she's very liberal, and you know, like I said, I didn't know much about this. I was still young, and it confused me, this whole thing. And I went home and told my dad. I said, "Dad, we watched this movie called The Inconvenient Truth of Al Gore." "You what? What are you? You watched what?" And I
I like your dad already. I never met him.
And he was in an uproar. He's like, "Aaron, let me lay down the law for you here. And, you know, he explained this all to me, and I was like, just wow. And I come to learn as I get older. I'm like, you know what? Al Gore was vice president for Bill Clinton for 8 years. He tries to run for president. He loses to George Bush. And then you don't hear from him for a little while. So I think I said I came to the conclusion that Al Gore made that movie for what? One thing. Money. He did it for money. And I think the guy's broke. He needs to make money somehow.
Well, he's not broke by any means.
I think at the time, you know, this was, I don't know, how many years? Eight years ago.
He had plenty of money. It's a propaganda piece for him to make more money.
Exactly. Okay. So he comes up with this inconvenient truth about global warming, and he gets us all scared. And it's just like, Al Gore, you – and my dad tells me today, he goes, AJ, he is crazy. He goes, he was almost president of the United States. He goes, Al Gore is crazy, just absolutely insane today.
Mm-hmm. You know, the sad thing is about Al Gore is the Gore family earned their money off Occidental Petroleum.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's where their money comes from. And, but, of course, you'll never hear that in the mainstream media.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
No.
And, the inconvenient truth is the real facts. Our president a couple of weeks ago made a statement about global warming that you know, you're a flat earther if you don't believe in it, because 156 days last year, you either equaled the highest temperature ever recorded in areas, or you exceeded it. Mm-hmm. Of course, that sounds pretty impressive and pretty scary until you understand that also 218 days last year, we matched the cold record for each day, or exceeded that when colder.
You know, here's another inconvenient truth that these guys don't want to let you know about, especially, you know, the anti-shale people seem to, you know, coincide with the global warming believers also.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last, since I think it's 1996, the amount of toxic emissions that we put into the atmosphere, which they claim caused global warming, has gone down by 20%.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, shale development has gone up by 40%. The reason that 20% figure is there is the use of natural gas.
That's right.
If these people truly wanted to, promote their global warming thing and, you know, and all that, they'd be behind the shale development, because that's the number one thing reducing our emissions today.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but here's the thing of what they're going to say. Well, you don't have any renewables, and they're shutting down coal. The poor coal people, when they finally have figured out a way to extract energy out of coal without burning it, okay, the president has done what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said when he was running that he was going to make clean coal technology so expensive that if anybody wanted to attempt it, they'd just quit because of how, you know, expensive he was going to make it.
Right. I love what Mitt Romney said during the debate, his first debate. He looks right at the president and he goes, you know, Mr. President, and I quote, he goes, I like coal. He goes, I don't know if you like coal, but I like coal. And you are totally and utterly, you know, ruining what, you know, and there is a war on coal. Whether you say there is or not, there is. And I remember the next day my grandpa sent me a picture that he took. He put his Romney Ryan sign in a heat. My grandpa heats with coal. He put it in his stack of coal, took a picture of it, and sent it to me. I thought I laughed for days. I thought that was so funny.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting about the debate between, you know, do we use fossil fuels or do we use renewables, as you just brought up, it's not an either or debate. I think that they can go together.
Mm.
For instance, you know, we can't, you know, here in Ohio we have a lot of cloudy days, so solar is not.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
And the wind isn't sustainable here. But there are enough sunny days and there are enough windy days that you could combine the use of natural gas with the use of wind and solar here in places like Ohio.
Right.
They can coincide. It's not an either-or. I hate that.
On the western edge of the state, I forget the little town just before you go to Indiana. See it when I take my daughter back to school. They have a windmill farm up there. And they have, like, you know, maybe 100 or so windmills just stacked across the countryside.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you said, when we were talking about the inconvenient truth, I was in seventh grade, and that kind of thing scared me. You know, hearing that. And I had a friend of mine sitting next to me whose family was very liberal. And, you know, I didn't really know, like I said, I knew nothing about anything political-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed a couple Republican politicians. And I asked my buddy, I'm like, who are those guys? And he goes, oh, those are Republicans. They don't care about the environment. That's exactly what he told me. I was ashamed that my parents had first when I, you know, first second I was ashamed that the way that my parents had raised me. I thought,
no, Republicans
wow.
don't breathe air and they don't
exactly.
drink water.
Right,
so
and
they,
it made me think, wow, you know, and the way it is today, you know, Republicans, we are. You know, we're anti-immigration. We are anti, you know, solar. You know, we're anti, you know, all this stuff, and it makes us look like we are just awful, awful people. And that's what I believed at the time. I thought, wow, we don't care about the environment. I guess when I had one of my buddies tell me that, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, this is what has happened. The Republicans, and I don't know exactly why, they don't defend themselves very well.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
And, you know, I had the privilege of being able to talk to Ryan Priebus in a meeting up in Cleveland with about 20 people, 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that. I said, we're out here in the trenches fighting for what the party stands for. But we never get any national statement on fighting against the people that are attacking us.
Mm-hmm.
So we look like fools when we're defending the party,
yep.
but the party's not defending the party. And I said, so that has to change, and I hope that they do change that coming this fall. Now they can do it. Now let's just say it. They can start stopping this craziness. You know, the whole party is full of prejudiced people. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, why do you think that when most of the things that people have ever gotten for civil rights or anything have come from Republicans?
Republicans.
Okay, Republicans. So now, I'm not saying that all Republicans are great and good, because they're not. And they're all Democrats.
Right.
But
we all have our flaws.
Nobody has a lock on being against people. And if you want to tell me, if I'm going to say this, I'll say this. I think that your party is more prejudiced because they have written into their party platform that abortion is correct. And 37% of the of the 1.2 million abortions that happen a year are black people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they are wanting to annihilate black people by keeping you close, and they keep you in that party. And every time they say something, you get all upset.
Mm-hmm.
You're up there running out here now with the stand your ground. Let's get rid of stand your ground. Get rid of stand your ground for what? Well, it's no good. That's just their reach so they can shoot us. Well, let me put it like this. In Florida, which stand your ground had nothing to do with the Zimmerman trial.
Right.
Okay, it was self-defense law. In Florida, 67% of the black people that invoked stand your ground were exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how is that the excuse for somebody to kill you? That's where you have to stop being stupid, people, and start thinking. Why did the president come out immediately and start attacking Stand Your Ground when Stand Your Ground was not an issue in the whole case?
Gun control.
It's gun control. It has nothing to do with with that case, and he wants to help you. They want to take your ability to defend yourself against the government in case they want to impose something like health care, impose something like cap and trade and things like that on your life so your life is completely destroyed.
It's like, have you ever seen or read the book The Hunger Games?
Yes.
I came home last night after I went to the movies with my friends, and my little sister was watching The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down. I'd seen it a few times before, and I sat down. And the reason I watch that movie so much when I see it, you know, when I catch it on TV, or it's on Netflix if anyone wants to watch it. And it basically says, if you get the message from it, it's like, wow, if we continue the track we're on, This could be our future. The control of government control. And, you know, my hero, Ronald Reagan, you know, was totally and utterly, you know, government, stay out of our business. You know, Ronald Reagan said, I can't remember the exact quote, but he said, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. And if you read that movie or you read that book, I mean, if you watch that movie, if you read that book, it says it out loud. This could be the future. Who knows how many years, but government could get so out of control to where it ends up to where we have something like it talked about in The Hunger Games.
There's no doubt about that. And just to go back to something that Jeff mentioned, is that those cases where the African-American was exonerated using Stand Your Ground, and I don't know the exact statistic, but in those cases, the person that they were using the ground or using that law against were white.
Yes, it was.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Alex.
I decided to chime back in. I gotta disagree with you slightly about.
Can you hold it? Can you hold it, Alex? I'm not looking at my time. I gotta stay on the clock today.
Okay.
So give me a couple minutes, but we're gonna listen to you disagree because you live in Florida, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do. Well, no, I wasn't disagreeing with you. It was disagreeing with AJ about Ronald Reagan.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown's private prison, the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center, is hoping it can hold on to its contract with the Federal Bureau of Prisons and stay put. But there's some competition from a facility in Pennsylvania. The prison employs more than 440 Valley workers. The prison also generates more than $1.9 million in annual property taxes, and a lot of that money goes to Youngstown City Schools. The city of Youngstown is postponing plans to put up traffic cameras in school zones because of a possible change to state law. 2 months ago, the Ohio House approved the legislation to ban the use of unmanned cameras to catch speeders except in school zones. The bill allows it only if a police officer is there. In Youngstown, a man sentenced for the shooting death of an 8-year-old boy last year wants to withdraw his guilty plea and go to trial. The judge who sentenced him to life in prison can't rule on the man's motion because the appeal is pending before a different court. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan. Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bill. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, 3-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all our Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com. If you're ready to take control of your own destiny in a new career, consider a career in radio.
Here's Brad Marshall, sales manager at Cumulus Radio.
Cumulus owns and operates over 500 radio stations in the U.S. in 120 cities. Locally, we have offices in Hermitage, Canton, and Youngstown. If you have outdoor sales experience and are a go-getter and want to work in a fast-paced, challenging career in radio, send me your resume.
Email your resume now to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Welcome back to Tracy and Friends right here on WSOM 600 AM. We're here with AJ, myself, Jeff, and Mr.
McGrail.
Glad to have you with us.
But you guys can stop calling me Mr. McGrail.
We'll call him Mark.
There you go.
Welcome, Mark. And before we went into the break, we had Alex, who was disagreeing with me on a topic. I'm not sure what it was, but Alex, you there?
Wait a minute. Who told you could do that, man?
I asked you before we went on.
What are you
on.
Talking about?
Jeff, I said I want to.
Hey, man, you give these young guys an inch and they'll take a mile on you, man.
Coup d'etat.
No, I said, Jeff, I want to welcome back Alex as well. What are you talking about?
I'm thinking with you, man.
I know.
Go ahead.
Alex?
I was just going to say real quick that, you know, Ronald Reagan wasn't as all he was cracked up to be. You know, he wasn't as conservative as Republicans try to make him out to be. He had just as many progressive tendencies as the Democrats that y'all like to talk about. You know, so just for instance, when he put, you know, the sugar farmers here lobbied to him and other people in the government, and so he put a quota on importing sugar, and that's why we pay the most for sugar of anybody in the world. And other companies were like, well, we're not going to have it, and that's why high fructose corn syrup is in everything, everything that we eat and drink. There's a lot of things, progressive minded things that he did like that, you know, and things that basically doling out favors to particular industries, you know, totally distorting the free market that he did, you know, that we could spend all day on. So I just want to make the point that he's not as he's not as conservative and didn't have as much affinity for the free market as people like to, you know, like to say. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I get it, Alex. Now, I wasn't around, obviously, when Reagan was president. I've just known from what I've read and what I've heard. And I mean, when not Jimmy Carter. When Reagan came in, he got a mess from what Jimmy Carter had did. And you know, people noticed him as the guy, from what I've read, as the guy who was going to come in and as well as just try and push government out of what it was. And I really liked Ronald Reagan. Like I said, from what I've read and from what I've heard, is because he stood his ground when it came to, you know, to the Soviet Union, and when it came to, you know, different politicians that were Democrats, and as well as the government. And, you know, from what I hear, he was the guy that just, I don't know about how he operated with other issues, but when it comes to the government and when it came to pushing out countries that were trying to, you know, wanted a say in what was going on here, he was able to do that, and he did it with conservative values.
Yeah,
Alex.
Okay. He talked a good talk. I mean, I'll just say that he talked a good talk. I mean, he was definitely better than Jimmy Carter. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah.
But he wasn't as good as you know, this beacon of hope for the freedom or anything. Yeah, he started out that way. You know, when he first ran, he really had more of a libertarian, conservative libertarian message, which is, if you can't tell, that's what I am. I'm a conservative libertarian. But when it came to what he actually did, you know, he grew the government like crazy. You know, yeah, he cut taxes, but then he just grew the government because, yeah, People can cite that tax receipts, the revenue of the government increased under him because he cut taxes. Well, that's all great, but then he just did what all the other presidents do, all the other administrations do. When they get more tax money, they just grew the government even more, and that's exactly what he did. You know, so he talked a good talk to get into office, but just in my opinion, he's not as conservative as people like to make him out to be.
You know, and Alex does make a good point, is that the government did grow exponentially underneath Reagan, but as a percentage of the economy, it did go down. The spending did go down, and then, you know, Alex pointed out the tax revenues went up. But I do agree, you know, Alex, with you that he was not a true conservative, in as much as that he was willing to make deals with the Democrats to get what he wanted. And his main goal was the destruction of the Soviet Union. And he was willing to, you know, increase spending in the military in order to do that, which, of course, he was successful. But in order to do that, he had to make deals with Tip O'Neill on the social side.
He did.
And that increased the government spending on that side. So, I mean, you're certainly correct when you point out that he was not a true conservative.
And Tip O'Neill did love him. 3302, wait a minute, I just lost the caller. Where'd you go? 330205, you hung up too quick. You hung up too quick. Okay, but not so blind. You're still in queue.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here, just listening to all this, fascinated. I agree with Mark that Reagan's main agenda was, and was all through the 50s and everything else, was to bring down the Soviet Union. He was a Cold War. He was a product of the Cold War, and World War II. He made all those military training films and everything, and he saw the Soviet as the enemy, and he accomplished that. I also think that when I look back in hindsight, was the beginning of his dementia back then when he was caught on that microphone one time, said,
"We start the bombing now.
The Soviet Union, an illegal nation. I've ordered a missile strike. We begin the countdown. 5, 4. I mean, that is, you can't joke like that.
Oh, man, no. I mean, he thought he could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Hold on, not so blunt.
Story about the guy in Alabama who found a way to make money.
Yeah, 205, hold on 1 second. Blind Mike's going to, not so blind Mike, is going to finish a story. We were talking about he made money in a way.
He went more part-time. What he did was, there's a great book called Think and Grow Rich. And there's a couple of great principles in the book. Alex in Alabama and I were talking about those books last week. But one of the principles is find a need and fill it. Okay, just read the news. Now, everybody knows what's going on in the news. Everyone's scared to death. We're arguing about the Second Amendment rights. Some people don't want to arm themselves, but even those people feel that they're in danger. He found a little supplier of a little handheld taser unit that if somebody put their hands on you, you could just touch them. This thing straps into the palm of your hand, and it, on the video, it shows a 350-pound guy just being dropped to the ground like a board. Okay? And it's real. And he just found himself a supplier for those and just walked around his town with no advertising budget, picked one up as a sample for a few bucks, like $20, and sold them for the suggested retail price of $39.95, put a $20 bill in his pocket, and raised his income to $800 a week, working 3-4 hours a day. There's another There's another couple in Ohio. When the downturn first hit, they were both engineers. They got laid off from good-paying jobs. I saw their story on 60 Minutes about 3-4 years ago. They started a little business that in the first year paid them $120,000. It cost them $24 to start that business. They had to buy two things for $12 a piece. They started pooper scooping people's lawns. Today they have a fleet of trucks and have about 30 people working for them just doing that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Go check them out. You can see it on 60 Minutes. Their slogan your number two is number one with us.
I'm going with the taser thing myself. I'm calling as soon as I get out there.
Well, give me a call. You got my number there. Give me a call. Give me a call, and I will give you the information that he shared with me to help some other people make some money.
Wow.
I like that, not so blind.
Yeah. And to just finish, because, you know, we always talk about the economy. We talk about people hurting. And you know, otherwise, the conversation we had before the break there and the conversation that Alex and Alabama and I had last week Everybody's sitting out. You got the people out there sitting out there going, yeah, well, they got theirs. It's easy for them to preach about how easy it is to make money. No, it isn't. You don't know our story. You don't know what Alex had to go through or Alabama had to go through to get to where they are today. You don't know what their commitment was and how long they had to fight it uphill just before they even saw some level ground in front of them. But there are ways of succeeding in this economy. And every year since I started studying wealth back when I was a teenager many, many years ago, we're going on 50 years plus, there have been more new millionaires in this country every single year since then.
That's right.
Yep.
And look at right. We've had Ronald Reagan, we've had Barack Obama, we've had Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter for presidents. We've had Tip O'Neill Congresses, and we've had Harry Reid Congresses. And, I mean, we've had, you know, you name it, stock market up, down, inside out, inflation, deflation, war, peace, natural disasters, Katrina and everything, and every year there's more new millionaires. You know why? They don't pay attention to what's going on. They just work their little plan. That's it. They just keep working their little plan.
And thank God we're still the nation of opportunity,
uh-huh.
Even though they're trying to turn it into the nation of equal outcome. And
uh-huh.
I don't want an equal outcome. You know that? I'm not interested.
Can I chime in on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's no denying the fact that there's more millionaires each year, each few years, that goes by. But that's because, you know, the people who are go-getters, they're gonna get it. I mean, you know, so, you know, that's what it is. But we can't deny the systemic and the fundamental problems with our economy that the median income has not gone up with inflation. So people truly are hurting. People are not making any more in terms of their purchasing power than they were 40 and 50 years ago. But yet, you know, if you look at real free market or Austrian economists, they will tell you inflation is more like between 7 and 9%.
Uh-huh.
But the government is telling us it's 2 to 3%.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you, if you're not earning at least 7%, I mean, you need to earn 7% on your savings, on your investments, just to break even. And so, and a lot of people think, oh, as long as I do better than 3%, then I'm good. No, you know, no, you're that 401k is just a savings plan.
Exactly. And under Reagan, not under President Obama.
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hold on, Mike.
No, Alex, I wanted to ask you a question.
Under Reagan, Alex,
oops.
I agree with you. Reagan doesn't have the history on his side that his reputation would walk through the door with, because it was under Reagan when, in the statistics of reporting inflation, they took out housing and energy. Now, you tell me what goes up more in this country than housing and energy.
And they've taken out food. Now they've taken
food,
out
that
food.
That was the one. Thank you, Alex. That was food, housing, and energy they took out of the equation.
Yeah,
so
it, it's insane.
Michael Jordan sneakers and an iPod, I think, is the only things left in the calculation.
Okay. Mark wants to ask you a question, Alex.
You know,
okay.
I agree with you that the median, you know, the middle-class person in this country has suffered the most over the last 20 years, whether it's Republican or Democrats, mostly under Democrats, because of regulation and inflation, because both of those affect the middle class, which I, you know,
exponentially.
So don't you think that that's more the reason than anything else is the regulation and inflation?
And Alex, hold that answer.
Hold it. I'm out.
We're at the top of the hour news, so we're going to have to break out of here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back with Alex's answer on that very insightful question. And we'll see you back here in just a few seconds. Countdown should be about right now, but we're going to fix that. We're going to do it just like this.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk
670.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 670.
Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. A small plane crashed into two homes in Connecticut. Three people are missing and feared dead, including two children.
The small turboprop plane took off from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey and was on its way to New Haven when it crashed into two houses in East Haven on approach to Tweed Airport.
Both homes were fully involved when we pulled up. There appears to be one person in the airplane and two people who were in the home.
Mayor Joseph Maturo said those two are believed to be a one-year-old and a 13-year-old.
We are doing everything we possibly can for the mom.
There were no distress calls prior to the crash. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The families of three people on board the Asiana flight that crashed in San Francisco are now suing Boeing.
The families claim the seatbelts in economy class were inadequate. While first class passengers had both lap and shoulder belts, like in a car, economy class passengers had only lap restraints. Attorney Frank Petrie argues that's not fair.
I have compromised safety because of the price of my ticket. I think in today's day and age, that's an outrage.
Asiana Airlines isn't the only carrier with different types of seatbelts on board. Many U.S. airlines also have shoulder and lap belts in first class because of seat designs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Fire officials say the mountains east of L.A. are very dangerous right now. Two wildfires are burning. One has chewed through more than two dozen homes. A signing ceremony at the White House any moment now. Some say shows Washington isn't completely broken.
The top Republican in the Senate claims this is one case in which Congress worked, and Republicans and Democrats proved they could pass important legislation. President Obama is signing the law that will keep federal student college loan rates low for another year. Then future increases will be under a formula that the politicians can't touch.
ABC's Ann Compton. Swiss tourism officials in an upscale boutique apologizing to Oprah after a store clerk told her a handbag was too expensive for her, she says, because she's black. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you understand the new health care law, what's become known as Obamacare?
People with diabetes, cancer, or some other serious health problem often find it very hard to get coverage.
They've either been priced out of health insurance or have been denied coverage altogether.
Laura Adams of InsuranceQuotes.com says that'll change in the new year.
The Affordable Care Act will allow all consumers to get health care regardless of their health condition.
But there's a lot of confusion about the new law.
68% of our survey respondents who are uninsured right now and have a pre-existing condition have no idea what they're going to do.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
A judge granting Amanda Bynes' mother a temporary conservatorship over the former child actress. It gives Lynn Bynes limited control over her 27-year-old daughter's personal affairs, including medical treatment. Bynes has been in a psychiatric hospital since starting a small fire in her driveway last month. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, in a world where everything seems the same, Ford Fusion stands out. Get to your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer today and find attractive lease offers on several new vehicles.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome back to Tracy and Friends right here on WSOM AM 600. It is a little bit after 2 o'clock right here. We're here with me, AJ, Jeff, and as well as Mark as well. We had a great first half of our show, and excited to hear what we're going to be talking about here in the second half. Jeff, what do you think?
Alex was getting ready to answer a question that Mark asked him.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, Mark, would you reiterate that question?
Now, Alex had been making the point that over the last, I guess, couple decades that the middle class has taken a hit financially, and I was just curious if he thought like I did, it was because of predominantly because of regulation and taxation.
Well, it depends on how you address that. I mean, yeah, regulations have something to do with it, but I think it comes down to this problem really started over 100 years ago with the formation of the Federal Reserve. If you look at the last 13 years, like of the price of oil, like throughout the year 2000 and 2010, oil gas prices just skyrocketed, and people were like, "Oh my God," you know, and people were blaming Bush. Oh, I can't believe we invaded Iraq and we have to pay all this money for oil and all this stuff, you know, at the gas pump. But this is all due to inflation due to our monetary policy. Because if you looked at the price of oil and in ounces of gold, it actually stayed flat. It stayed flat over the last 13 years. But if you looked at it in dollars, you know, it went through the roof. But that's because they're printing so much money that's what causes the inflation. And so what we have to realize is that the way the government was originally set up, as it was in the Constitution, is that the government was not able to just print money. I know it's a long time ago, but if you go back to, say, the War of 1812, I think Madison was president or then, he had to actually go to private banks. The government had to actually go to the banks and request financing to finance that war. And that's how it was originally set up, so that the government could never grow beyond what the people would allow them to grow. But now, you know, there's no oversight because they can just print the money. And so we have to it comes down to what is the role of government. We have to get back to the original role of government, because we have to understand that government is only force. Anything the government perceives to give anyone, it must first take away from someone else. Mm-hmm. And so either it has to tax people and take it from them, or what they're doing now, they just print the money. And so what they do is they're still taking away from them. They're taking away our liberty and of either us or our children, because it saddles us and future generations with a debt. So it's twofold. I mean, yeah, we can go through different regulations, with like the reason, that's the reason why healthcare is so expensive, is because of the government, is because of the FDA and lobbying from the AMA, American Medical Association. That's the real reason why, you know, healthcare is unaffordable, but nobody wants to talk about that. You know, so I agree with you that it is regulations, but it's also because we have lost sight of what the role of government is intended to be.
What you're saying, I totally get. And back to what we were talking about in the first half, when I told you that I had liked Reagan, and then you guys you're saying about him and whatnot. I want to say something to you guys. Do you think, with the president we have, do you think that other countries are still threatened by us, even with what the president has said about us and whatnot? Jeff, as well as you, what do you guys think?
Who wants to go first?
I can tell you, just look at, Obama. It's funny, what I wanted to ask you, I forgot about earlier, it ties into what you're saying, like with the whole spat between Russia and Obama. As Obama's mad that Putin or Russia decided to give asylum to Eric Snowden. And it's like, of course other countries are threatened. But it's like Americans, I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know if we're just ignorant or if we're arrogant or both. We have
That's
a national
a good
security.
Way to put it.
Right.
We have a national security agency, the NSA. Well, their job is to protect their national security. Well, don't you think every country has the right to protect their sovereignty and their national security? Why would, look at Russia, with the information alone that was put out by Snowden, that American, our PRISM program collects 99% of all internet traffic, not just American, in the entire world. That is a national security threat to every nation. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this is going to start to we're about to start to see a real shift in the world now, because people are countries I'm sorry to say, but people are just, they're tired of it. They're sick of America, because honestly we're acting like a bully and not in the non-interventionist manner that the Constitution originally had us set up to be. So, yes, everybody feels threatened by us because we're just a big bully right now.
What I think is that no one feels threatened by us because they know that they have a passive person in the White House that has no interest in defending anything about the United States except his own self. And so therefore, I don't see anybody being afraid of us, not even the small countries now. Even Kenya, when the president came into his hometown of Kenya, where my nephew is at this particular time, he's saying that he wants them to expand their gay rights agenda and this, that, and other, and they told him to go pound salt. Russia defended the Christian church and said and banned all gay and lesbian you know, organizations and period in the country, and even the athletes from the Olympics, if they were gay, they were not allowed to come.
Right.
If they're going to, you know, practice that thing in their country because they don't believe in that. And now, look who's being a little more, you know, a little more moral than us. But I'll say it like this. Look at Russia and the Snowden thing. And look at the president. Now, all he can do is not go to some talks where he was going to give up ground to them anyway. What the heck? I'm glad it happened. I hope they put salt on their finger and stick it in his eye next time. Because that's what they did. And I'm saying this is ridiculous. This is the most foolish foreign policy I've ever seen, and the foolish acting of a president I've ever seen.
Definitely.
We were getting ready to talk about it. Jay Leno show. Why are you going to Jay Leno show when the NSA, the IRS, and all these people are acting a fool, and you're going to go on the Jay Leno show to try to talk to the nation?
Absolutely. And before we get to that, I want to say something about when I said about how much I liked Reagan. Here's another reason why how much I liked Reagan. Reagan made – I'm sorry, I have to mention this.
I can. That's
he
okay.
He made Americans proud to be Americans. The countries around the world respected us again because he built up our defense capabilities. He made people believe in themselves and that government didn't have to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much – you know, from what I see, Reagan was – you know, he loved this country so much. And he made – I seriously, honestly think he made other countries scared of us. And I think they're still scared of us. But I think that the foolish things that our president says now makes them less and less scared of us. But Reagan, I guarantee you there were other countries that were like, you know what, he is powerful. America is the greatest country on the earth. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But I just want to mention that before we get into this Jay Leno and Obama.
Can I just say one thing briefly? I can see where you're coming from about Obama. People are not worried about Obama. But everyone also knows that Obama isn't always going to be in office, which is
true.
Why
that's
I
true.
Think it's asinine to support when Republicans support a lot of these things when he's not always going to be in office.
But the one thing that I'll say is this, and let me do this for the Ronald Reagan legacy. Jimmy Carter had the Iran hostage crisis. I was over in Germany when that began and festered and boiled over. They sent people from my base down there, and they were about to change my orders to make me permanent station in Germany because they expected a lot of things to go on. Because Iran at that time was armed to the teeth. Why, we helped them because we were the Shah's friend, and they deposed and overthrew the Shah. But anyway, so we have this, you know, these hostages. When Reagan got in there, he told them, but Jimmy Carter's the president, but I won the election. He said, I'm going to turn you into a parking lot. I want these people out of there now. And that's what we need some more of right now, I think. Now, that's my opinion, everybody. And that's opinion. Mm. I'm not, you know, calling for it like a certain way or anything. I'm saying there needs to be more, look, get this together or else we turn you into a parking lot. Because we're not going to put up with this craziness. No, I'm not going to follow your religion, and you're not going to blow the daylights out of my people. I'm going to turn you and your religion and your people into a parking lot.
Right.
Until you get it that, no, Allah's not going to be Akbar over us. Okay, and not that we have anything against Allah. That's your God. That's what you believe in. I'm not mad at you about it. Okay. But the bottom line is you're not going to force it on me. And no, you don't have to believe in Christianity if you don't want to.
Nope.
But you don't force it on me. You don't blow up my marketplaces, my airplanes, my buildings, because I don't bow to Allah. Okay? That's the problem, and that's where this president has gone way too far, and he's given half the world, half the Middle East, to the radical Islamists that want to make that happen.
Jeff, were you surprised at all when you saw that Obama was going on the Jay Leno show? Were you surprised?
No.
Me either. And were you surprised when Obama was taking all these vacations?
Yes.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised.
I was a little surprised, but when I saw that Obama was going on Jay Leno, I thought to myself, I smiled, and I thought, oh, man, this is great. I know Jay is, I think he's pretty conservative. Am I correct when I say that?
I don't know.
He's supposed to be
pretty conservative. And I figure, oh, man, he's going to go on there, and he's going to expose Obama for the way he is.
No.
And this is what it was, folks. It was an interview. I think it was supposed to be like that, and you know why? And Rush talked about it. He said, because Obama... people probably talked to Jay and probably talked to the producers and said, hey, these are the questions you're allowed to ask. These are the questions you're not allowed to ask. And this is how you ask it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. Well, everybody gets that. But one thing, AJ, remember this.
Avoid the rush and listen to us.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. We understand. We understand.
Right. We're on the same time he is. I get it.
Oh, look.
Avoid the rush and listen to us.
Tune into it.
Supposedly, Jay Leno is more of a conservative
supposed
person.
Supposed to be, right.
Supposed to be.
You know what? The majority of his audience is not.
And that's why that happened.
So,
and he doesn't want to suffer because they're already – I think he's leaving the air anyway next year.
Yep, next year.
Yeah, and I would have used that as an opportunity if I really believed what I believe.
YOLO.
Yeah, I would have slammed him because I was going to say, how do you if your health care program is so good, why is Congress trying to get out of it, and why did you give unions that same way to get out?
With the exemption.
And if
right.
And if you think that, okay, Obama knew these questions before he was going to be asked. If you so notice, and I actually have my own Obama impression. And if
we had to do it after the news because we
the news break kills me.
Oh, we got to pay bills. We got to pay bills. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com.
That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff, AJ, and Mark, hanging in here talking about what's on our mind and listening to you about what's on yours. And we welcome you to the show here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio, as well as Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Number here is 330-781-9600. And our unlimited internet lines on Blog Talk Radio, 1-347-945-5229. I'm going to bring up a new caller, 614. You're in the air.
For me?
614.
Oh, I didn't recall. I only remember pressing the one.
You popped it.
I don't remember pressing the one. But, I mean, I probably did. I mean, I was here just laughing because of something AJ said yesterday during a break. I was listening,
okay,
but I wasn't talking, and I feel the same way about you people on the right. So I'm just cracking up.
What do you feel about us?
Now, you know how I feel. No, but he said he said he has a hard time listening to people on the left, and I feel him because I have a hard time listening to the conversations that some of you people on the right be having, and this is one of those conversations.
I didn't say that.
That's some you people stuff here, huh?
You people, huh?
Yeah, you people.
Are you being racist, Diva? Diva, I tried to get you back as a friend. You know that.
I blocked you.
Oh, I didn't know you blocked me. I was going to ask you to be my friend again.
No, I forgot you. So much.
Hey, I needed another liberal on my page to beat up, but that's okay. I tried to be your friend again.
You had me in tears. I couldn't understand. I was crying. I can't understand why Jeff does not like me.
Oh, I don't know. It's not about not liking you. I love you, girl. It ain't, you know, I was upset when I heard you were sick again. But that has nothing to do with it. You just kept at me with that one thing, and I said, stop it, and you wouldn't stop.
I'm like that way.
So I didn't want to cuss you out, so I blocked you. That wasn't that better than cussing you out. Huh? Tell me.
What?
Wasn't it better that I blocked you instead of cussing you out? Because you never would have forgave me. You would have never forgave me if I said you're rich and freaking rich and rich in facts. Huh?
I can handle someone being blatantly honest with me and how they feel. If you would have went off on me, I could have handled that better than you just cutting me off and blocking me.
I don't know, Diva. Well, anyway, if you change your mind, I was going to unfriend you. I mean, friend you again. But that's okay. That's okay. I can live without you, but, you know, I still love you. You see, you ain't saying nothing now,
Dave,
see?
Speechless, Diva.
You think I'm crazy now?
For the first time, you got me speechless.
I don't throw people away, Diva. I don't throw them away. No, I don't. I don't throw people away. I keep my friends around and my frenemies around. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. We can all learn from each other, and guess what? Sometimes your frenemies see who you really are, and then they don't even have a problem with you. They don't have a problem after that. But here's the thing. When we talk about liberals, it's hard for us because of reasoning. And we just can't see the reasoning behind something when all the facts stand against what you're saying you believe in. And we just can't grasp the fact that you guys just don't see that. You understand, right?
Yes, I can understand why conservatives, you people on the right, have a hard time understanding the ideology or the thoughts of us on the left, because I have the same thought. Sometimes I can't understand why someone of the right on the right has the thoughts or the mindset that they have. But I also have to learn that not everyone thinks alike, not everyone likes the same things, not everyone has the same mindset. So it's okay that we differ in our opinions. When it gets to the name calling and trying to degrade one another, that's when I have a problem. And I think instead of people trying to say we need to get rid of the two-party system, we just need to come to an understanding that, look, we have different ideological beliefs. And as far as impeachment talk and all this, the fact that I look at it is, in 2000, Democrats lost. 2004, we lost. The main argument I had with people on the left was, this is what you get when you lose, because the people in the majority have won. They've spoken. Their agenda is going forth. Now, to be talking about President Bush back then was need to be impeached and all that, I thought that was unfair, how he was being treated. As far as speaking out against his policies, that's fine, because we disagree with his policies. Same with President Obama. The stuff that I'm hearing, you know, all this stuff is, when you said this country might go back to the Civil War, for what? The majority of the people have spoken. We have
No. The majority of the people have not spoken. No, the majority of the people have not spoken. You have a lot of people that spoke of the people that voted, and so therefore that understand that. It's true. He won the election. He won it, however he won it. We're finding out now that you know, you blame Bush for stealing an election. Well, he really did steal one, because he had his IRS organized a resistance to the people that wanted to put him out of office. And they were not able to collect monies. They were not able to organize and do the things necessary to unseat this president who was destroying the Constitution of the United States, and who still is destroying it.
Yep.
And now he's put his value system up on us, just like he tried to do across the world, where he told Hillary Clinton to tell people that they weren't going to give out foreign aid to countries that did not have a gay agenda. You remember that one? Those are things I don't understand. Those are things worth fighting for in my book.
Okay, and I completely understand that. Like, I cannot get upset with you for those beliefs. You have your idea of how the government should be ran. I completely get that. I completely understand that. If a Republican should win 2016, then that your agenda comes forward. But, I mean, it's just that we sit here and we tear each other apart. And you see it so much on the Hill that you can't even have Republicans work on common issues with Democrats because of President Obama. me personally, I'm like, No, they didn't even hate on, you in the closed door sessions, you have aides who are, you have people who are secretly recording people, and the stuff that are coming out of these closed door sessions, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. That you thought that your constituents do not like this man so much that you're trying to protect your seat on the hill.
This man
that
has
you can't
changed.
Do your work.
This man has changed the way the United States worked, why you don't have people working full-time anymore, Diva. You understand that? He's changed everything. My daughter might not be able to go out here in another couple years when she gets out of school.
Bigger agendas are the reason why people are working part-time.
Well, yeah, the bigger agenda to control the population of the United States. By healthcare energy. Yeah, that's a huge agenda, and I'm against it.
The bigger agenda that I'm speaking of, how I see it is, you have people who are in that position of power who hate this law, who hate what this law represents, who hate what the law is forcing them to do. So what they're doing is trying to undermine the law the best way that they know how. And that
look
is,
at the people.
They can afford to put people in full-time positions. They just choose not to. Because I guarantee those so-called part-time positions, those workers will be working 40 hours.
Diva, ask yourself a question.
Hours left.
If this is such a doggone good law, why did the president give the unions, who are now kicking and screaming about it, why did he give them what do you call it?
Exemption.
And why did Congress now vote to fund themselves so that they don't have to pay for theirs, their portion of it? Tell me why. Tell me, this is such a good thing for the people. Why is it that these people are trying like hell to get out of it?
I really can't answer that question for you.
You need to be able to. I can't.
The only thing that I see that the only portion of the law that people are really crying about is the mandate, is the individual mandate. And I've explained to
you. That's not what they're crying about.
What are they crying about? Because,
Diva, the price of your health care is going to go up 60% in Ohio.
The reason why health care is going to go up, why?
Because the taxes that they wrote into the law and the penalties and all of that stuff, that's why it's going up. And this is the stupidest. Well, Mr. Pelosi say we have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it.
And this is what I said from the get-go, Jeff. I said that this is all a plan for the bigger scheme. This is all a setup for what they're really trying to get. And that is the public option. That is for nationalized health care, which me personally, I don't have a problem with in light of everything that is going on with my health. It just came up out of the blue.
I wish
that everyone could get come up on something like this can get the health care that they need.
Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Oh, Steve. See, Diva, what you did?
Hi, Diva.
Steve.
How you doing?
Oh, God. Here
I'm
we go.
Great.
I'm going to hang up on you, Steve.
No, I'm not trying to hook up with Diva.
Yes, you are. Don't lie. It's not good to lie.
This is not a dating program.
All liars find their place in the lake, the Bible says.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Hey, I agree with everything that Diva be saying.
I wonder why.
Because, I mean, I voted for Obama, and I think the Republicans are trying to undermine our president.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the definition of undermine?
Well, my definition is that the president tried to tell people about the works bill and everything else.
The what?
The job bill.
Look!
Well, you know the interesting thing about that, and I hear that a lot about the jobs, and even the president himself says, well, Congress will not work with me on a jobs bill. They have actually sent 30 of them to Harry Reid, and he's killed them, every one of them.
Every last one of them.
And the sad thing is that it's not that they don't want to work with the president. They just don't agree with his particular point of view,
And I think it's more the president doesn't want to work with Congress.
Right. Precisely, because he's not giving on anything.
Right. And then he makes it sound
that
like
is.
It's not,
so
it's,
not
he makes
true.
It sound like Congress is not budging. It makes it sound like we're being the stubborn ones when it's definitely him.
You know, to go back to the health care issue, I've seen two interesting polls lately. One done by the Republicans,
mm-hmm.
that 80% of Americans believe in health care reform. And then regularly on another talk show program, the host talks about 74% of Americans disagree with the Affordable Care Act. Now, how could that be? Well, the Americans do believe, the 80% of us, and I'm one of those,
mm-hmm.
that health care does need to be reformed. But I do not believe that the Health Care Act, as passed, is that reform that we need.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, I just
is
have. I,
it
just,
has nothing
I'm
to
just,
do with the Republicans. It has something to do.
No,
with
no, I'm not going to tell you that it has nothing to do with the Republicans. I'm going to say this that you don't understand what a progressive is, and you don't understand what happens when a country such as ours creates such a weight on itself that it cannot do what it promised.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but maybe I should tell you I'm against capitalism myself.
Okay, well then.
I wish our country was, you know, shared redistribution of wealth as well as, I wish our country was some form of capitalism.
And what's that going to do for you?
Socialism.
What's that going to do for you?
Well, it would probably be less greed amongst people.
You got to be insane.
And it would solve some of our problems economically.
It would not solve anything. You'd have worse problems. See, listen,
plus,
listen.
Look at our gas prices,
God.
Right?
Listen.
I would have to say that to go from
capitalism
one side or the other, just 100%, will not solve problems.
Capitalism is the only. Listen,
you've been
listen.
In a communist government, and I have. I've been there. You talk about greed. You talk about a privileged few who get politically connected. And it
that's
could be the Ku Klux Klan, the American Nazi Party. It could be the American Communist Party. Just one of those groups gets up into power, and their family is all taken care of, and you wait 2.5 years just to be given an apartment when you're newlyweds. 4 years for a telephone. Meanwhile, those folks get a telephone by picking up a telephone and asking for one. You talk about greed.
Yes.
There's nothing more greed-driven than a communist government.
216, you're going to be next. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I understand what Steve is saying about the socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I just have one question. Socialism's been around for over 100 years. Where has it ever worked? Nowhere.
What?
It can work. It has. It is working in other countries.
No, what
nowhere.
Country is it working in?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Mostly European countries.
Okay, and where are the European countries at right now if they don't have the United States?
No, the mistake there, Steve, is this:
but,
is that
you know,
we fund a lot of the European countries with our foreign aid.
Yes, we do.
I mean, who do you think their military is? It's the U.S. military. They don't have armies.
Not like us.
Not like us.
Yeah, it's so easy to preach to us when we're the ones supporting them with like Germany. We support Germany to $80 billion a year. Why don't they build their own darn tanks and build their own missiles and protect their own Eastern Front from the Soviet Union? Japan is scared witless right now because of China building up an army. And Japan, well, Japan, take all that money you think you have for all those great social programs and you start building your own navies and defending yourself in the Pacific. We'll just take all our troops home. It's so easy to lecture to the United States when we are the ones paying the bill for the world.
Okay, see you, Steve.
Diva, you take care, sister.
You too, Steve.
Oh, man.
Diva. 216, you're in the air.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as far as the socialism, I guess, you know, I worked and saved my money, and we went on vacation. We got we rented a house on the beach. If there's socialism, who gets that house? Who gets to live there? Who gets to live in the mansions? Who gets all that
Al
stuff?
Gore
that's
gets to live there.
Yeah,
Al
that's what
Gore.
I'm saying. Al Gore gets there. And that's why it doesn't work. That's why it just doesn't work. But that's not why I called. The reason I called is listening to Democrats and Republicans argue is, for me, is like watching the Steelers versus the Ravens. You just can't win, you know.
That's true.
And, yeah, I want to add, you know, an AJ, man, I'm really impressed with AJ. You're really an impressive young man. But I want to ask AJ and Jeff, has either one of you, and because the more I've studied, the more I think about it, the libertarian view I really think is the answer. Have either one of you ever read Ron Paul's book, The Revolution, or any of Ron Paul's stuff? Because that's what kind of changed me, turned me from a Republican to a libertarian. And AJ, you're starting to sound like a Rush Jr., which is a turnoff. But go ahead. That's my question. Have you studied libertarian? Have you studied Ron Paul?
No. Who are we speaking
of?
216.
216.
Yes.
You know what? Thank you, by the way. I appreciate it. You know, it's I have not read anything by Ron Paul, and actually, I've never really read anything. The most, you know, politicians or news people, you know, conservative news people that I've read from. I've only read Killing Lincoln by Bill O'Reilly. I don't really read politician books. No, I haven't. And explain to me. Go ahead. I'm listening. What is this book that made you change?
I mean, it's just all the libertarian ideas, and it's really spelled out, you know, in plain English. I can't get into everything in the book, but I think you should read it. The Revolution by Ron Paul, great book.
Okay.
And that would be a good book. Go ahead, Alex, because Gary Johnson, 2016.
Oh, goodness.
Gary Johnson. Well,
no.
Definitely not.
No.
Speaking of which,
Marco Rubio, 2016.
Can I say one more thing? Speaking of which, did President Obama win a majority? Did he get over 50%? I don't think so, did he? Because I voted for Johnson as well. I don't think he got 50%
He got over 50% of the people that voted, which this time was 2 million people less than voted in 2008.
So you're saying he beat every other politician by himself, is what I'm saying. I don't think he did he?
This is what he did. This is how the left is winning elections right now. They are going into the low-class voter, okay, the low-information voter, and they are scaring them into going to the polls.
Exactly.
By telling them,
Lord,
this person is going to take, they're going to take your food stamps, they're going to take this from you, they're going to take that from you.
Yep.
And I can prove what I say, okay?
Yeah.
Now, right here in Youngstown, Ohio, we had in the fall an overwhelming amount of people coming out to vote, talking about they're trying to keep us from voting. We got to get out of here and do something about it. We're going to do that. Blah, blah, blah. It's not just black people either. It's all people, lots of people. They believe it. I had a very rich liberal guy tell me, why are you a Republican? Because they don't want you to vote. I said, if they don't want me to vote, then why? They sure are making sure that I do. So I can't understand, you know, why you are going down this way. But neither here nor there. They scared them. But now you have the springtime where it doesn't matter on the national level, and there was nobody saying that they're trying to stop you from voting. And guess what? Those people that voted in the fall did not vote in the spring spring primary.
Nope.
So tell me that you're not a controlled group of people voting. You tell me that.
Jeff, they try to scare me. I'm 17. I got people that try and scare me that say, "Why? How are you a conservative? Do you know what they're anti-immigration. They don't want, you know, other people in this country. They aren't exactly what Jeff's saying. They want to take away your food stamps. They want to take away your abilities to do this and that." And I'm thinking to myself, are you nuts?
Well, for yourself.
Hold on, Diva, I'm gonna let you talk.
I'm gonna go back to what Jeff mentioned as far as the primary in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
On the ballot in charter was a charter amendment in Youngstown.
Yeah.
The way that was sold was through fear.
Yes.
They went around telling people that if we allow hydraulic fracturing in the city, it will dirty our water.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Because
right.
The water from the city comes from outside the city. So you could drill all the wells you want in the city. It won't have anything, a negative effect on the water that
right.
the city
right.
gets. They said clean air. It was going to dirty the air. Fort Worth, Texas sits right in the center of the Barnett Shale.
Right.
Their air is monitored 24/7. never has the air quality gone above acceptable standards, and they got drilling right in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But these people running around Youngstown with this charter amendment, fear, you know, so it does
exactly.
work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get you to vote, because look, Diva, think about it. You voted.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys. What I will say is the right does it too, because the death panels and all this other stuff, y'all do it on the opposite side too.
No. That's the truth. That is
okay,
the truth.
So yours is the truth and ours is lies. Because
yes.
in Ohio,
exactly
what we're saying
exactly,
here,
Diva. That's exactly the case as well.
They are also looking on the Hill to cut funding to SNAP. So
what is SNAP?
SNAP is the food stamp.
No, that's not true. They're not cutting the program. They're cutting the increase.
No, I know they're not cutting the program. I mean, but they are cutting funds to the program, which means a lot of people who qualified under new guidelines will not be qualifying anymore, because they're going to have to rebudget that program. And then a lot of people who might have qualified won't qualify. So it's not disingenuous when Democrats are going around saying they're going to take away food stamps, because they are being truthful about it.
But it's good to take away food stamps, though. That's a good thing. Someone has to pay for those food stamps, number one. Number two, it makes people dependent on the government. It makes people lazy. I mean, this is America. You can't feed your children.
The point was that Democrats were lying and scaring up and jimming up fear and saying that Republicans are going to cut the food stamps, when, in fact, that's not false. That is the truth. When they look at cutting and slicing the budget on Capitol Hill, the first programs to get sliced and diced are the programs to benefit the low-income people. Head Start, child care, food stamps, rental assistance, Medicaid. Those are the number one programs that always get cut first.
And they're all failed programs.
They're all failing programs. Head Start hasn't proven to help children at all.
I'm sorry.
Look how dumb our kids are today.
Sister,
you think 25 years of Head Start is a fair value, Diva?
My sister is a product of public Head Start, and she got her scholarship to the Ohio State University in sixth grade, okay? And on top of a government-funded program to help that program come about, okay?
Well, then I guess we're wasting a lot of money on going to Harvard and stuff with all the other kids. Then we should just throw them all into Head Start and graduate
in sixth
grade.
Now you're just taking it to the left, because now you're just throwing stuff out there.
But the statistics for the average child, I don't know about your sister, but the statistics for the average child Head Start, they really don't get much of a Head Start. It's a big boondoggle program that wastes a lot of money with no proven results. Meanwhile, you got the Democrats, our president, canceling the educational vouchers in Washington, D.C.
Right.
For the charter school,
exactly.
Where the kids in D.C. were finally learning something. What's that?
Excelling.
Do you have any kids, and have you ever put your child in a charter school?
I have done fundraising for charter schools and built two of them. What do you want to know about charter schools?
I know about charter schools because my daughter was in one when she first started school, and I had to pull her out. And then when it was to put her in another one, because it was not conducive. I moved to the suburbs. I thought charter schools was going to be the answer to the public school system in Youngstown, but it was nothing more than just a – it was no different than the public schools in Youngstown. What I did was I ended up having to move to Boortman to get her into a better school system.
You had free choice. This is what we're arguing about, Diva. You just made our case. Give us free choice. You exercised free choice.
Free choice is me
you
being
You want to take
me,
free choice
me being
away from
my,
everyone else but you.
Free choice? No, I don't have a problem with free choice. I've never said I had a problem with free choice. Free choice is me being able to live in Youngstown, and if that school is failing, I should be able to send my child to any school within the Mahoning County.
But the Democrats disagree with you.
But the Democrats have
a
voucher program that would allow you to do that.
No, the school districts will not allow you to do that.
The Democrats run the school district.
Who runs your school district?
Boortman has Democrats
and the teachers union.
Portman changed their zoning laws so many times because of how many of
zoning,
people moving in from Youngstown.
Zoning
they
has nothing to
border.
Do with the schools like that.
They
zoning
do,
has
okay,
nothing.
They changed their border so many times. I've heard teachers and I've heard the school board say that they changed their border so many times because the influx of people moving into Portman from Youngstown in the beginning of the 2000s. They have changed their border to where it is no longer Midlothian. Once you cross over Midlothian, you go into Portman School automatically. No. In certain areas,
okay.
You're going to Youngstown City.
They've had to
here.
Change their borders. Otherwise, otherwise, people would be discriminated against. This constant redistricting and reapportioning reflects the mobility of our society demographically, so you have proper representation in the state legislatures and in the Congress. This is not a plot to get somebody. This is a hard job to make sure you're included.
Would
you want one congressman who only represented three people because everybody moved out of his area, but another congressman had to speak on behalf of 4 million people? Would you think that
so
was fair representation?
So why are those people moving out of the area? Because that was a predominantly white area right across the Midlothian line. That was
they
a predominantly
found something
white
there
area.
That was undesirable for them, just like you did with your child, and you moved for what was good for your family, which is your right. Why
and
can't
what
they
did
have
they,
the same rights?
And what did they find that was undesirable?
I don't know. Listen. What did you find that was undesirable that made you move?
Okay. Diva, not so blind. Check it out. The people move for good reasons. The same reason why I moved and where I built my house at 19 years ago, okay? Now, I moved out into a school district that I didn't even have I was just getting ready to have a child. And I built a house in a school district that rates excellent right now.
Yep.
Okay? Now, my daughter is doing quite well. My daughter is... people see her capabilities and they love it. We made sure she was educated. We got her in there. And you have your child in a school with other people that are not doing that with their children, it'll bring your child down. Mm-hmm. So people move because they know that a lot of times the people that that live in certain areas, they're not going to keep up with their kids. They're not going to make them go to school. They're not going to make them study. If the parent's not involved, it's harder for that child to get an education.
Right.
And there's no discipline because the liberals took the discipline out of the classroom. You cannot discipline a child in school. And so when you can't control that, you don't have a school. You have a glorified daycare. You have a glorified daycare center. That's the truth.
I would believe that, Jeff, if the schools themselves changed, but the schools didn't change. The only change that changed was the lines. No, because if you lived an inch away, if you lived on the other side of Midlothian, you used to go to the Portman School. Now you have to live further, more towards Shields Row.
Well, that's because of annexation. That's an annexation thing. That has nothing to do with the school. I mean, nothing to do with anything else. That is the lines drawn between that city and that suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has nothing to do with people per se, because they can't change the corporation limits without both of them agreeing. And so there had to be an agreement made. But we're at the end of our day, and we're going to try to pick up some of this again Monday. I appreciate all you callers. 216, you got in late, but you were very substantive. I appreciate you.
Yep.
Diva, you were good. You're the perfect consummate liberal. We love you.
Yep.
We love her.
And go ahead and unblock me, and I'm going to unblock you. We got to go.
We got to get going.
All right, and we'll see you Monday. We're going to have some interesting things happening Monday. I got a guest coming in that's starting a league that he's going to tie playing sports in with academics, and it's going to be really good. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff, AJ, and Mark. We've been had an excellent day today. We will talk to you later. God bless.
See ya.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community.
Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSON.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600.